two otters with black stockings over their faces jumped out. Two otters with black stockings over their faces jumped out. 另外两个脸部蒙着黑长袜的人跳出了车子。那么同学们发现 with black stockings over their faces， 那么这里的介词选择 in、over 还是 on 等等，要看具体的情况了。第四点， with 和不定式 to 搭配做宾语补足语，不定式 to 表示将要发生的动作。 With a lot of work to do he can't go to the cinema. With a lot of work to doHe can't go to the cinema. That means, because he has got a lot of work to do, he can't go to the cinema. Are you quite clear? 我们最后做一总结。为了这种特殊的结构形式，那么用于句首或句尾，常表示状语、行为方式、原因或伴随状况等等。如果 with 的结构形式跟在一个名词之后，它主要是用来修饰限定这个名词。脸上蒙着长袜的一个贼， a thief with stocking over his face， 胳膊下面夹着一本书的一位教师， a teacher with a book under his arm，窗子开着的一个房间， a room with the windows open。 好，我们再次说明，通常用于句首或句尾表示状语，一般主要做行为方式、原因或伴随状况，而如果紧随在名词之后，是用来修饰限定的名词做名词的定语。 With its headlights on， 灯亮着，It's home blaring， 喇叭鸣叫着 ，home blare， 主谓关系，所以我们采用现在分词。那么从今天开始，同学们对于如何运用这种 with 的特殊结构形式应该不成问题了。Now move back to line 10. It came to a stop outside Julius. The car stopped outside Julius.那么显然我们强调这辆车在珠宝店的外面停了下来。 come to 介词 to 后面常接名词表示达到， for example come to a stop 停下来， come to an end 结束， come to a decision 做出决定， come to an agreement 达成协议，Come to an understanding， 互相理解。Come to success， 获得成功。Come to fame， 出了名。除此而外，请同学们还要把握住：停车 ，stop； draw up，D R A W。Pull up， 一辆车在剧场外面停下来了。A car drew up outside the theater. A car pulled up outside the theater. The jeweler's, you know, the jeweler's shop. 那么在英文表达方式当中，大家记得，在理发店 ，at the barber's， or at the hair。Dressers， 千万不要忘记 PS 和定冠词。在肉店 ，at the butchers； 在面包店 ，at the bakers； 在蔬菜水果店 ，at the greengrocers； 在杂货店 ，at the grocers； 在文具店 ，at the stationers； 在烟草店。At the tobacconist， 在药店 ；At the chemist， 等等。One man stayed at the wheel， Well, two otters with black stockings over their faces jumped out. Stayed at the wheel, let's say, women waited beside the car. 一个人等在车边。Two otters with black stockings over their faces. 这是我们刚刚讲过的 with 的特殊结构形式。显然 with 结构形式做定语修饰 two otters。所以我们翻译的时候要注意，另外的两个脸上蒙着黑色长袜的人 and smashed the windows of the shop with iron bars, iron bars, 铁棍。While this was going on, Mr. Taylor was upstairs. He and his staff began throwing furniture out of the window. Of course, he and his staff wanted to prevent the robbery. 显然，他和他的工作人员想阻止这场抢劫案。Chairs and tables went flying into the arcade. 桌子呀，椅子呀，在拱道里飞舞着 go flying. One of the thieves was struck by a heavy statue, but he was too busy helping himself to diamonds to notice anything. Okay, answer me your question. Why did he not notice the pain, even though he was struck by a heavy statue? 为什么即使这个贼被重重的一尊塑像砸着之后他也没有感觉丝毫的疼痛呢 ？Because he was too busy helping himself to diamonds. We know he concentrated his mind on what he was doing. He fixed his mind on what he was doing. 显然，他的全部的注意力、精神、思想都集中在他所干的事情上。那么，在这个重点的语句结构当中 ，help oneself too.表达概念自便 He helped himself to a little whiskey 他自己喝取了一点威士忌酒 Help yourself to dishes 请随便吃 Help yourself to dishes 那么在这里说明这个贼很不客气想拿什么就拿什么 But we know The thief took what he could get Now translate my sentence, please.
我的同屋毫不客气，总是没有请求我的情况下，就随便穿我的衣服。
My roommate helped herself to my clothes without asking me.
你做对了吗
？My roommate helped herself to my clothes without asking me.
忙着自己动手去取钻石
Busy helping himself to diamonds Too busy to notice any pain、
太忙了所以没有注意到这个疼痛
So just now I said He concentrated his mind on what he was doing
这注意力太集中了
The raid was all over in 3 minutes
那么在3分钟时间内这个偷袭行动就已经结束，这场洗劫已经结束。
For the man scrambled back into their car, and it moved off at a fantastic speed.
You know, the man crept back into the car very quickly,
and the car moved off at a fantastic speed.
那么这辆车。以极快的速度跑掉
At a fantastic speed
以极快的速度或者我们表达为
At a tremendous speed At a fantastic speed At a high speed At a full speed 等等
但是如果用于 great 这个形容词的话请同学们注意
With great speed Just as it was leaving Mr. Taylor rushed out and ran after it, throwing ashtrays and bottles.
一边跑一边扔，所以这里的 ing 形式 throwing 做伴随状况状语。
But it was impossible to stop the thief. You know, but it was impossible for them to stop the thief. 注意这个 it 形式主语的用法。They had got away. Get away, 逃脱掉了。With thousands of pounds worth of diamonds. 带着价值数千英镑的首饰逃之夭夭了。Thousands of pounds worth of diamonds. 那么如果我们表达几十万价值几十万美金的珠宝 Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewel. Now listen to me once more. Hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of jewel. Okay, are you clear?Now, please recite the text. Imitation is the best way to study English because we have no environment in China.